This is WTF, What's Threatening Farmers? The podcast where we take on the policies, the pretenders, the activists, the do-gooders, the uninformed, the misinformed, and the just plain ignoramuses, the wingnuts and the nut jobs and the nitwits, all of whom are attacking agriculture and putting at risk our farms, agribusinesses, and rural way of life. I'm Gary Truitt, your host for WTF, What's Threatening Farmers? What's Threatening Farmers? Attacks on seed oil. WTF? When my grandmother cooked, she used lard and made great pie crust with that. When my mother always had a can of Crisco in the kitchen, and now when I go to the grocery store and go down the vegetable oil aisle, there are bewildering a number of different oils out there. Of course, there's corn oil and soybean oil, but now you've got cottonseed and peanut oil, and even avocado oil is out there. So all kinds of interesting oils with flavors and different techniques out there. But all of a sudden, this stuff is bad for us, we're being told. Forbes recently reported that seed oils are poisoning Americans, and a new study shows a possible link to cancer. The Secretary of Health and Human Services says that beef tallow is healthier than soy oils. The New York Post recently had a headline that said common cooking ingredients linked to aggressive forms of cancer. And internet influencer Gary Beckett said recently on The Joe that seed oils were micro poisons. All of this is leading to confusion among consumers and even some changes by the commercial industry. The Indiana-based Steak and Shake fast food restaurants had decided to start using beef tallow to make their fries based on some of the concerns that they have. So all of this is a concern, but there doesn't seem to be any credible scientific evidence to back up all this poppycock. As a result, the Soybean Checkoff is leading an effort to fight this misinformation. And with us today is Sarah Stelter, United Soybean Board farmer leader from Wisconsin. Welcome to the program, Sarah. And tell us, is there any scientific evidence to back up some of these claims that we're hearing regarding seed oil?
That's a hard comments to follow there with all that. But I got to tell you that the United Soybean Board, along with the Soy Nutrition Institute Global, the Corn and Canola Checkoff programs, have been funding research into this very question. And we are all working together to try to combat not accurate information, but using rather science-based findings that actually talk about the benefits of seed oils, and in particular, soybean oil. Those benefits have been shown first off, soybean oil is unsaturated fat. It's also high in linoleic acid, and that actually helps to combat such things as bad LDL cholesterol. It's been shown to help lower bad LDL cholesterol. It also helps to reduce inflammation, and there's also some really good research that says it helps to reduce chronic diseases such as type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease. So I don't know where the information's coming based on the reports that seed oils are bad, because all of the research we've been looking at, I mean, I'm sure you can always find research to the contrary, but the science-based research we've been looking at that has been not only funded by, you know, the various checkoffs, but also by independent parties, is all showing the benefits of seed oil.
And that's the key, is it credible, or is it what I call science fiction? And oftentimes, things that are out there on the internet, things that get tossed around on talk shows, are not necessarily science-based, more conspiracy theory or just people's opinions. But a lot of the information that the Soy Checkoff has pulled together, these are international studies, not just, you know, local studies here in the United States, but really some of the research you guys have pulled together shows that this is a pretty wide peer-reviewed, you know, real science-based education and research that is painting a much different story about soy oils and seed oils in general than what some of these critics are saying.
That is very true. And I, like I said, the research is showing, and it's, you know, it goes beyond just these things that I've mentioned. There's more and more research being done about the benefits of not only soybean oil, but soy in general, and how important it is to have that in your diet, all the way from, you know, heart disease, helping with combating heart disease, to even looking at the influence of soy in childhood obesity and how we can combat childhood obesity. It's good for skin health. And just on and on and on, how important it is to have soybean oil and soy products in your diet.
And not only is this a serious issue for health concerns, it is a serious issue for the soybean industry, because 45% of the soy oil market is used in food, either domestically with consumers or in the commercial food production. So, again, maintaining this market and maintaining proper interpretation and proper information about soy oil and seed oils in general is really a pretty important aspect of the soybean market, corn oil market, and really the agricultural industry in general.
Oh, that's very true. And I think, you know, sometimes as farmers, when we think about soybeans, we're thinking of it more in terms of animal feed. And we don't realize what the impact would be on, you know, banning seed oils or banning soybean oil in the food market. I think it's really critical that we think about the importance that soybean oil and seed oils in general play in our agricultural markets. As you said, 45% is a huge amount of the market that if we'd lose that, we'd really be in a bad place. So it's really important for farmers to understand the importance of this issue, not only in terms of health, but also in terms of the financial impact. I guess the other thing I want to mention is that for consumers, this is a huge impact too, because first off, you can't necessarily trade one sort of oil for another. For instance, beef tallow and palm oil cannot be used in products that are going to be sitting on the shelf because they will firm up. So there's no real good substitution for things like soybean oil and other seed oils because, I mean, just the nature of the oil doesn't allow it to be used in the products where we're currently seeing seed oil. Now, there's also olive oil out there, but everybody knows when you go into the grocery store, your olive oil is a lot more expensive than soybean oil or other seed oils. And so that's going to have a huge consumer impact in terms of our budgets. I mean, we're already seeing really high prices. If we're prohibited from using a really cost-effective product, then that's even going to boost our food prices a lot higher.
Consumers seem to be getting some mixed messages here that the FDA says seed oils are okay, and they actually recommend a certain amount of oil being consumed as part of a healthy diet. Yet you've got other government officials out there, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, for example, that is out there throwing rocks at seed oil. So what can the soy checkoff do to help consumers understand the benefits and sort through some of this controversy that we're seeing?
Well, I think, again, just getting the message out and working with these other checkoffs and working through SNI Global, it's important to get the message out that the science research backs up the use of soybean oil and other seed oil. So I think the more we can talk about that, and they are doing that, they are getting the message out to more like print formats that people, the general population, might be seeing. They're getting it out through diet, through nutritionists. It's just really, really important to look at the science behind some of these claims. You know, where you can use tallow and you can use palm oil for other things, but where's the science that backs up that that's really a better thing for you? So, you know, I think it's important to always go back to look at what's really being said here and, you know, what's the messaging and who's doing the messaging, and is it really reliable and science-based?
We're talking with Sarah Stelter from Wisconsin, talking about seed oils. She's with the United Soybean Board. And one of the issues here is that we focused a little bit on consumer, but the commercial side, restaurants, food services, are a big consumer of oil as well. And public opinion, public pressure. We've already seen one, you know, major company switching as a result of some of the pressure from the public relations and some of this chatter that's been generated out there in the marketplace. How concerned are you and the United Soybean Board that we're going to see this growing pressure that's going to push some of these other companies and major food processors to begin to examine what kind of oils they're using?
Well, I think as a farmer, I am concerned that more companies will be doing that. And again, I would just want to see them go back to the research and rather than, you know, look at bowing into the public pressure of perhaps not even the majority of public, I think, is something that they should maybe take a second look at. And as farmers, we need to continue to get our message out about the importance of keeping seed oils, and particularly, you know, as a soybean farmer, soybean oil in our diet. So we really need to be very proactive in this approach and be showing not only you know, health providers and consumers, but perhaps, you know, major companies, the importance of keeping seed oil in the diet. And I think too, you know, when you look at the cost of some of these other products, that might also be a way of keeping like major food processors in the seed oil market. There's a lot of concern that if people would switch over to more and more tallow, quite frankly, there's not enough tallow out there to meet everybody's needs. And so then those prices are going to be going sky high. So, you know, it's a very complicated subject in that there's so much misinformation out there, and we just need to keep working on getting out the right information to healthcare and to companies and to, you know, to look at really the science behind what is being said.
Where's a good source if people want to learn more, if they want to get more information, whether they are farmer producers or whether they're consumers listening, where's a good place to go to get some good, accurate information about seed oils?
A really good place to go is the Soy Nutrition Institute Global. That's a really good .org. That's a really good place to get good information, or the UnitedSoybeanBoard.org. That they will then be able to link you to this SNI Global as well. So those are really two good sources. You know, the only other thing I want to add in our discussion, and it hasn't been talked about a whole lot in relation to seed, to the seed oil controversy, is here in this country, we are able to raise our soybeans very sustainably. Most farmers are really into providing the best that they can for their soils and also for the environment. And so in this whole greater scheme of things, we are able to really provide a valuable, healthy product in a way that we are helping the environment as opposed to damaging it.
We have been talking with Sarah Stelter, Wisconsin farmer and a member of the United Soybean Board. If you want to learn the truth regarding soybean oil and seed oils in general, check out the UnitedSoybeanBoard.org. Lots of information and resources there. Don't miss another edition of WTF. Subscribe to this podcast on the Hoosier Ag Today or Michigan Ag Today podcast network, or wherever you download podcasts. Meanwhile, stay on top of the latest threats to agriculture on the WTF podcast page on Facebook. Join me next time for another edition of WTF. What's Threatening Farmers? I'm Gary Truitt.